and they use them for syrup, and they go in and they tap them all the time.
Maple orchard.
Okay. What kind of a tree? Now you may not know. All right. What kind of tree with broad leaves? This is the type of tree I'm after now. It's a type of tree. It has broad leaves, and they're all shed all at one time. It's deciduous. It's got bark, and the bark peels off in real huge chunks. Sometimes it just falls off all in big
things. Banana tree.
Huh?
Banana tree.
All right. Well, this would be like a northern hardwood tree. You might.
Oak.
Just name off some trees that you might.
Maple, walnut, pine, evergreen.
Okay. You ever heard one like starts off and sounds like
sycamore.
Okay. Now name as many of the trees that are common to here that you can.
Palm trees.
Palm trees is a category. You know, it's like saying hardwood. What kinds of palm trees are there? Do you know any specific?
Coconut trees. Poinciana trees. Palm trees. What else? Orange trees. Grapefruit trees, lime trees, lemon trees. I don't know.
Well, okay. There's a tree I've been noticing around here that looks like a Christmas tree. Matter of fact, it doesn't even look real. It's real dark green, and it has branches that come out like this.
But I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, is that called a monkey tree by any chance?
Not that I know. I've never heard that term before.
Okay, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like an evergreen, or it looks like a Christmas tree.
Right. Someone give you a monkey tree for an answer or something?
No, I'm just curious.
Not that I know.
Yeah. Okay. Any other plants that you would consider, or trees that you'd consider average for around here and extraordinary?
They're not, but I don't know their names.
Or flowers or anything? What about, you said poinsettia.
Hibiscus, I guess. That's about it.
Okay. Well, ones that give off good smells. All right, what was the name of the tree that old George Washington was supposed to cut down?
Cherry tree.
Okay. How about if you're out in the woods, they always tell you there's different kinds of plants not to touch because they'll make...
Poison ivy.
And what else?
Poison oak.
What's another one?
That's the only two I can think of.
All right, have you ever heard one that begins with an S that's poison soup?
Poison sucar or something?
No, sumac.
Poison sumac, yeah.
Okay, let's see. Okay, how about what kind of berries? You were talking about the berries that grew down here. What kind of berries do they grow down here?
Strawberries. That's the only ones I know.
Right, what about the little red ones that look like? Right. What about the black ones? That look like
blackberries.
All right. Now, what about the red ones that look like blackberries? But
cherries.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all right. The cherry goes on the tree. I mean, we're talking about berries now. It looks just like a blackberry. It's got those little bitty, nobules, whatever they are, sticking all over. Only it's red.
I don't know. No.
Raspberry.
Oh, raspberry.
Okay. You ever heard that?
Yeah, you know what they use that for? That's a new term for you. When you hit somebody and you got a red mark, it's a raspberry.
Is that right?
Yeah.
When you hit somebody?
Yeah, it leaves a red mark like if you whip them.
I mean, like a welt?
Yeah.
Huh. When I was in school, in high school, and we used to get up and you would use this part of your knuckle and just do a quick hit and cause a swelling.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about now?
Nah, you take something like a lanyard and you whip them on the side, you give them a raspberry.
Oh, I see. Does it, now raspberry in that sense would leave a bunch of little purple marks. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, they're referring to the mark. Yeah, when we used to do this, they call that a frog.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those? You ever do
this? Yeah.